Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
To hour number three of Free Talk Live, the Tuesday night edition. The telephone number here in the studio, 603-283-6160, if you'd like to join us in the conversations tonight. It is I, the Reverend Captain Kickass, making his triumphant return. Joining me,
Breaking the Flaw, Joa.
And Mark.
And we've been talking about a whole bunch of stuff. But one of the things I wanted to talk about tonight is signs, continuing signs. This is a bit of a theme of mine, which is what I like to call a closing government or closing society. Now, this is from Canada, so take that with a grain of salt. But Canada is just, well, it's just up north. It's just us up north. Their government isn't very different than ours.
No, but the basically their society started at the same time as ours did.
They're following the same trajectory as far as their economics are concerned, their dollar value is concerned.
Right. As fiercely patriotic as the Canadians are, their government does everything the United States government tells it to do.
So one of the things that we see in a closing society, a closing government, if you will, because I don't like to use the word closing society because there's a difference between a society and a government, right? And I need to be very clear about that. So in a closing government...
State is probably the best.
Closing state. Yeah. Yes, that's... Thank you, Mark. One of the telltale signs that you're in a closing state is when you have things like churches go underground.
That's scary.
Sounds bad.
Right. And we know, you know, we're a little sensitive here at Free Talk Live because of, well, this is the Shire Free Church. I am a reverend and, you know, all those things apply to us here as we do this work. Well, this from EdmontonJournal.com. Grace Life Church holds secret service after AHS fenced facility for violating public health orders.
I just want to know, it's not so secret. We just heard about it.
Yeah, it was right here on the
national radio.
But it did get them a news story, and that news story is important because now it's going to be harder for them to come after them.
Pastor James Coates.
Of course, it is Canada where they'll happy to go after people for getting together.
Well, and apparently they don't give a crap about freedom of religion. Grace Life Church held an in-person service at an undisclosed location Sunday after Alberta Health Services erected metal fencing around the building last week for violating COVID-19 health orders.
I got to say,
when they put your church in jail, something is wrong.
Yeah, it's bizarre stuff.
That's familiar.
Look, I get it. People are doing things you don't want them to do, but they freedom of religion means you can do that. That's what that means. Freedom of religion means you can get together no matter what is going on in the world, and you can celebrate your religion.
The Parkland County Church posted a video to YouTube on Monday of the service, which was led by Pastor James Coates. During the service, Coates described the actions by AHS as having jailed the church's facility. Interesting.
Yes, I guess they did.
AHS, with assistance from RCMP, shuttered the building last Wednesday after months of defiance of the provincial orders. Yeah.
This sounds awfully familiar of Jesus and his disciples having his last dinner hidden away from the Romans.
Yeah.
It does, doesn't it?
Coalesces.
And his other fellow religious folks. Remember, it's the fellow religious folks that turned him over to the people who crucified him.
The discipline, please?
not the Discoplies, one of the Discoplies. Oh, but I'm talking about the Sadducees and the Pharisees,
yes.
these religious leaders, the most pious of their day, are the ones that were willing to turn over the man that we now revere 2,000 years later. And I can assure you that there are highly religious folks who are listening to me right now are like, these people are bad and they need to be turned in.
It's unclear where exactly the church held its Sunday service, but one performer on the video described it as, quote, an underground church, quote, unquote.
That's what it is. That's what it is. If you're not telling people where you're meeting, it's an underground church.
Well, you're telling people where you're meeting, you're just not telling everybody where you're meeting.
Yes.
Otherwise, you couldn't have the meeting if you didn't tell
somebody. Some people had to figure out. But there weren't a lot of new people coming in and sharing, they weren't sharing their religion with a lot of new people today, or this last week.
Fact. Grace Community Church Pastor John MacArthur, who lives in Southern California and is a teacher of Coates, said in a separate video that he received a letter from Coates about holding a service without disclosing its location to the public. It's amazing to have an underground church in Canada, he said, to a surge of cheers and chuckles from the congregation.
North America. This is it. North America.
Look, I make fun of religions all the time. I'm not a particularly religious person. You know, I believe religion should be yours personally, and that's it. And, you know, whatever, you know, congregations and pass the plate and all that stuff is largely just institutionalization and, well, the substance of where government came from. But that being said, I fully support your right to do it, to have it, and to engage in it in whatever manner you see fit, as long as you're not shoving it down anybody's throats.
Yeah.
Right? So
I suppose you can do that, too, but it's not going to go well.
Well, right.
This country was founded on religious freedom first, and then all the rights followed. So I'm from Rhode Island, and Roger Williams founded Rhode Island because he was being persecuted for his religious beliefs in Massachusetts. So he went on a hike, you know, left his family behind. But, you know, he had to establish a place that where you could practice. And, you know, go ahead, sir.
Oh, it's all right.
And that story happened over and over again. Rhode Island and Providence Plantation is absolutely a place that was created for religious freedom from a place that was created for religious freedom. You know, and it just happens over and over.
What bothers me about this article is that this other pastor says it's amazing to have an underground church in Canada. He said to a surge of cheers and chuckles from the congregation. If you're in a congregation and you're sort of chuckling at this underground church in Canada because they have been targeted by the state.
Well, I think that these parishioners likely understand that the country's changed. Things have changed. With COVID, things have changed. And that, you know, Americans don't care about freedom anymore. You know, you got a bunch of 35-year-olds that are afraid to death that they're going to get the COVIDs.
Or you get arrested for using the wrong pronoun in Canada.
Well, in Canada, there's issues surrounding that. I'm not sure it's entirely because.
But I would associate with religion, too, because what if it is your religious belief? You know, I'm not saying that I promote these ideas. But some of them don't prefer same sexes and all that stuff. So if they were to say something, say, in the church, now they have to go underground to talk about these things.
Right. Now, I'm saying that it is time for religions of all different denominations to get together to put an end to this crap. Because I don't see another way for it to end.
Right. And religions are big enough.
And I'll join that.
Religions are big enough that we can stop that.
The government of Alberta triple-fenced in the church and locked it so people couldn't go in there. There are no legitimate reasons for doing what they did. This is a first for the Western world to have government lock out believers from church. And that after imprisoning James Coates in a maximum security prison, they led him away in chains. I got to read that again. The government of Alberta triple-fenced the church in and locked it so people couldn't go in there. Okay, got that. There are no legitimate reasons for doing what they did, period. Okay, got that.
They didn't lock up the pastor, too.
This is the first for the Western world to have the government lock out believers from the church, and that after imprisoning James Coates in a maximum security prison, they led him away in chains. So they took away this pastor, they arrested him, and led him away in chains.
Sounds familiar? It sounds like they're doing exactly what they did to Jesus.
Is it a closing state? I believe it is. I mean, this is one of the telltale signs, one of the most obvious things that you can point to.
It reinforces their religion, that's all I gotta say.
More Free Talk Live is on the way.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
Attention real estate investors. Do you need cash immediately? If you own one or multiple rental properties, you can use your equity to get cash out fast. The best part is we don't need tax returns or even a good credit score. At America's Loan Source, we are not a bank and we don't have fake rules. We make the decisions to loan you money and there's no limit how much we can give you. Some clients have gotten as much as $500,000 or more within days. Use the money any way you want. If you own one rental property or 100, and COVID has left you in a cash crunch, we can help you turn your equity into fast cash. Call now for details and close in as little as 10 days and get the cash you need. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. 800-507-6553. That's 800-507-6553.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
You can stick it to the man and big tech. Join our FTL social mastodon at social.freetalklive.com.
Come on. Come on and call in at 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. That's the telephone number. Phones are open. We have a call holding. We'll get to this person momentarily. But in the studio tonight, it is myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Joe.
And Mark.
And yes, this is Free Talk Live, lest I forget to name the program of which you are consuming currently. But speaking of Free Talk Live, you can join us and liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for Forkfest 5 at Roger. Really? We're calling it Forkfest 5? No, interesting. Wow.
Well,
it's got a number. I half expected a V if it was going to be a number, but whatever. Forkfest 5 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. Forkfest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, but Forkfest is decentralized, which means there's no ticket cost and no one is in charge.
Right. You don't have to show up on the dates that we tell you either.
That's true.
Of course, there'll be fewer people there, but, you know, hey, be as decentralized as you want.
Have your own list.
Yep. You don't have to show up.
You could, yeah, that's true.
Want you to, though, right?
I'm having a Fork Fest of one. All you have to do is reserve your camping, RV, site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th, and I can't think of any better place to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving people in the Shire. You can find out more at the unofficial website, forkfest.party. You can also connect with other attendees there and also find the unofficial Telegram as well as the unofficial forum. You can find links to all those at forkfest.party. We hope to see you there. That's forkfest.party. I know I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah, no virtual camping this year, guys.
Virtual camping.
It's like, you know, the VR headset because everyone has the COVIDs and...
Or is that where, like, one guy shows up, sets up, like, a glamping sort of a thing, right? He's got the tiki torches, you know.
And everybody else is there.
Nobody else is there, but he's broadcasting live video of this one particular campsite, so everybody else can virtually camp.
Yes. People virtually camped last year. It's hilarious.
Well, I hope they virtually had a good time.
Yeah, me too.
We're going to talk more about, well, all sorts of fun stuff, including this church in Canada that has now gone underground. But let's go to your calls and thoughts. Let's go to Mike calling from Florida. Mike, you're on Free Talk Live.
Yeah, I appreciate you taking my call. I'm commenting definitely on that situation there in Canada. I don't know what the laws are, the differences are right now, and I don't know where we're heading in this country regarding hate speech. But back in the 80s and the 90s, I worked at one of these health nut places where the doctor and her crew would travel around the States and travel around Canada, teaching people how to eat right and all that stuff. Mm-hmm. They also would take religious books and stuff with them up to Canada. And back in the 80s and 90s, they were allowed to take the health books, but they were not allowed to take any of the religious books.
Interesting.
That spoke of anything, like even of the Dark Ages and what have you, because it was considered hate speech. And I don't know where we're heading here in this country, but back then you couldn't even preach things from the pulpit up there in Canada. Hmm. And I'm afraid that's the direction we might be going down here.
Well, I feel you there. I'm not familiar enough with the history of Canadian religion and freedom of religion in Canada to speak intelligently. Mark, do you have anything?
Well, this is what this guy said happened, and, you know, if it happened. I don't know.
They would literally have to, they'd have cases of books of both the religious stuff and the health stuff, you know, drinking water and exercise and all this other stuff. And they would literally have to leave their cases of the religious books on the U.S. side of the border.
Wow.
They could take their health stuff.
I know that Canada is big on banning books. Mark Emery had his banned bookstore, he called it, taken down.
And is he the CD Baby guy?
He's the cannabis culture guy now.
Oh, yeah, okay. Yeah. I'm like, why does that name sound familiar?
Yeah, is it going to get better? No. Ladies and gentlemen, no, it's not. We are not going to get more freedom of religion. They're not going to get more of it in Canada because big governments grow. And they want you to think a thing. You know they want you to think a thing. Ladies mm-hmm. and gentlemen, you know what they want you to think. And they know, you know, that it's changed in 5 years. Like, 5 years ago, you didn't have to think this thing, but now you got to think this thing. Yeah, it's definitely happening.
Well, and we've seen, too, just even inside the United States with, you know, governor's orders and things of that nature, where whatever one governor does, well, you can bet your ass all the other governors are eventually going to follow suit. And what's weird is that they do this weird foreshadowing thing with it, where they, like, they tell you what, like Mark's saying, we're going to tell you what we want you to think. We're going to tell you that we want you to think it a whole bunch, and then eventually we're going to make you think it.
Yep. Hey, all you have to do is watch Fauci. Like, this guy, you don't have to... Like, this guy's, he's got the vaccine and he's not doing anything for summer because, well, it's not good enough. You gotta wear two masks and all this other stuff. These people are insane. You know they're insane. And no one will say anything.
He's a preacher of the pulpit of the biggest religion in the world, which is statism. And, you know, like the saying goes, government hates competition. And, you know, if their religion wants to take down others, they will.
They will.
Final thoughts, Mike?
Yeah, it's just like we're heading for a blend of the book 1984 and Alex Huxley's Brave New World. The blend of the two together is crazy. It really is.
I couldn't agree more. Thanks for the call. Yeah, I couldn't agree with him more, and they are two separate perspectives. I'm kind of the same thing.
Yeah.
I.
Yeah, those are dystopian novels, is what they're called.
Yeah, I actually spent some time at the grade school that I was in. I don't know who the genius was that decided to put this together, but they said, let's put all the children together in a play, and we'll make it a musical. What are we going to call this musical? I know, we'll do 1984 by George Orwell. I crap you not. I was a thought police person in, like, sixth grade. I had to wear, like, a motorcycle helmet and one of these white, you know, jumpsuits that you get at, like, the painter's store or whatever kind of thing and carry a baton. And, like, they made songs out of the things in the book. And one of them was, war is peace, ignorance is strength, and slavery is freedom. Right, like this is a song I had to memorize and sing at like age I don't even know,
but
6 years old.
This is a good thing. This is when you're in school and they've got you learning this kind of stuff. I mean, at least you're inoculated. They wouldn't do that crap 1990 and on. Are you kidding?
I'm surprised they got away with it when they did.
Yep. By the way, if you're gonna read Brave New World and 1984 and throw in Animal Farm for kicks,
sure.
You also should check out We. The Russian novel by Yevgeny Zamyatin.
Is that the French spelling O-U-I, or is it the W-E spelling?
Y-E-V.
Oh, yep. Yeah. Okay, gotcha.
Easy to find then.
Yeah, and it's, the novel is We. Admittedly, not a, the kind of title that really sticks out there, so you got to look for the guy's name, Yevgeny. But anyway, you'll find it after that. Or you can just look up dystopian novel We.
603-283-6160. What kind of a dystopia are you living in? More Free Talk Live is on the way.
Hey, everybody. If you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing. We've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. It gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The Minnesota police officer who shot Dante Wright has resigned from the Brooklyn Center Police Department. Officer Kim Potter resigned on Tuesday, along with Brooklyn Center Police Chief Tim Gannon. In her resignation letter, Potter said she believed it was in the best interest of the department and the community if she resigned immediately. City officials said Monday that they believe Potter mistakenly drew her firearm when she shot Wright instead of reaching for her taser. She could be heard on body cam footage shouting taser before firing the fatal shot. Hundreds of protesters assembled outside the Brooklyn Center Police Department Monday night. 40 people were arrested, and police used tear gas to disperse the crowds. A smaller gathering outside the police station Tuesday has been met by National Guard troops. The cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul have issued a curfew from 10 p.m. Tuesday through 6 a.m. Wednesday morning. This is USA Radio News. The government has halted administering Johnson & Johnson's coronavirus vaccine after six people developed rare and dangerous blood clots. John Clemens reports.
Of the six patients developing the blood clots, one person has died and another is in critical condition after they received the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine, or the Janssen COVID-19 vaccine. Acting FDA Commissioner Dr. Janet Woodcock made the announcement.
This morning, the FDA and CDC announced that out of an abundance of caution, we're recommending a pause in the use of the Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccine due to reports of six cases of a rare and severe type of blood clot following vaccine administration.
From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
The six cases all occurred in women aged 18 to 48 and occurred 6 to 13 days after they'd received the vaccine. You're listening to USA Radio News.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Appreciate what we do? Help us advertise, market, and promote for just $5 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
It is Free Talk Live, the live call-in radio talk program where you can take control of the airwaves, talk about whatever's on your mind. The telephone number in the studio is 603-283-6160. Again, 603-283-6160. In the studio tonight, it's myself, the Reverend Captain Kickass, joining me.
Joa.
And Mark.
And we'll get to your calls and thoughts momentarily. But first, I need to say thank you to Arno Stackler. Arno is
Thanks, Arno. Is a
gold level amplifier, which means he gives
$10.
$10 a month. We only ask for $5. You can give more. Arno chooses to give $10. What is an amplifier, you might ask? Well, it stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote, AMP. And you can find out more over at amp.freetalklive.com. But essentially, you can help us get this radio program on more radio stations. If you've enjoyed the show, if you've enjoyed the content that we bring, if you've enjoyed the hosts, even though some of them get arrested apparently from time to time.
My bad.
Thanks, Joe. Actually, we kind of expect you to get arrested.
I expect to more often, too.
not
justified.
But
if you go out and you film police, then at some point or another they're going to get mad about it.
That is a matter of fact.
They drop charges.
Good news.
Anyway, Arno gives $10 a month. You can find out more. There's some perks for the different levels. But if you want to help us get this radio program onto more radio stations, we're on, have we surpassed 200?
We're close.
Okay. We could be on 250. We could be on 300. It's all up to you. Please help us get onto more radio stations over at amp.freetalklive.com. All right, let's go to your calls. And let's go to, we've got Scott calling from Miami. Scott, you're on Free Talk Live.
Good evening, gentlemen. I hope that Ian and nobody are all right. I do pray for them, really, I do, because I know they've been railroaded.
Well, nobody did get to call in two nights ago.
Yeah.
And so we've heard his voice. He's at least in seemingly good spirits. I actually specifically spoke to Ian this morning. He called me directly on my private line.
I'm happy that he's all right and they better not abuse him. I don't trust, I hate law enforcement. That's an understatement. I have no use for them. Even when you're innocent, and you've done nothing, they're always, always looking for you. In other words, even when you're innocent, in their eyes, you're guilty, and they always look that you've done something wrong or whatever, but that's not why I called. Are you familiar with the case with Tucker Carlson?
I know who he is. Which case are we referring to?
Jonathan Greenblatt, the leader of the Anti-Defamation League, demands, you can see it on one of your podcasts when you're done with me, demands that Fox News fire Tucker Carlson for supposedly making racist comments about illegals crossing the southern border. This is what Tucker Carlson said, something to the effect that immigrants dilute Americans' power. Now, that's a fact. That's not racist. And Carlson did not make any racist comments. And
is it a fact that immigrants dilute Americans' power? I don't. How do you get from one to the other?
Well, I don't know whether it's a fact or not, but I can say this: is Tucker Carlson is pretty well funded, and I suspect he'll be pretty well defended. And it's really this is the wrestling game. This is the wrestling match, right? On one hand, you've got the Anti-Defamation League beating their chest: "We will protect everybody from anybody. Here's a big bad conservative." And Carlson's not exactly a conservative, but whatever you want to call him. And then, you know, the other side, Scott, these are the actors on the show that they're putting on as the Titanic sinks.
Yeah, they're giving you choices. They're creating arguments of chocolate and vanilla when you don't even want either. I mean, you don't like thinking about why are they trying to force feed me chocolate or vanilla?
I don't know. Maybe you're right. It is a show. It is a game. I believe you are right. But anyway, the ADL has no right to yank Tucker Carlson off the air.
They're not gonna.
And what I have against the ADL, this is what I have against the ADL. They have no right to tell the FBI, for example, to egg the FBI on and say you need to go after the Oath Keepers and the Proud Boys while they ignore Antifa and Black Lives Matter. Because Black Lives Matter did a lot.
Hey, thanks for the call, Scott. I've heard this before. It's like, oh, the law enforcement only goes after the Proud Boys, and it doesn't go after Antifa. Or, oh, law enforcement only goes after Antifa, and it doesn't go after... And it's like, whatever flavor of, you know, I don't know, sub... I don't know. What do we call these things? I can't call them rebellious sects because, well, they're not.
Yeah, they're not.
Well, the Oath Keepers are centralized. Antifa would say that they're not centralized and that you just call yourself Antifa because you don't believe, you believe this way. But in reality, they are all organizing in their own groups, and that, you know, once you centralize and put a label on the group that you're in, then you're generally going to be targeted by the opposite force, you know, so...
Right, but then some people get jealous because, well, the government's not going after the, you know, little subgroup that I hate.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you this, is that everybody's so busy worrying about whether or not the government's going after Antifa or the Proud Boys that nobody's talking about the Crypto Six, whom the government actually went after.
That is true.
It's just your right to exchange cryptocurrency.
It is a little bizarre to me to see the lack of community response. And I know, Mark, you were on a show the other night, and you had put out sort of a, you know, somebody said, hey, you know, here's what you guys should be doing. You should be doing A, B, C, and D. And you kind of put out a request to our listeners, hey, if you can help us do this kind of thing, please do so. There have been a few places that have picked up the story, if you will. And I'm talking about libertarian, you know, definitely libertarian type of podcast media, that kind of a thing. But I am very surprised at the lack of cryptocurrency media that has not picked up this story in any way, shape, or form.
Well, frankly, this keeps happening all over America. I mean, this is... when I talk to lawyers, they're like, oh, yeah, this is happening all over. They're arresting people all over for selling cryptocurrency, and we're not seeing it in the news.
Isn't this creating scarcity? Isn't that make what crypto goes up on?
It's intended to make people scared, that's for sure.
But, like, just in general, like, let's just say this person over here owned a lot of crypto, and that you remove him from society and he has no access to these wallets, that essentially kills or deads out a bunch of the crypto.
I don't think so. I think that's really what it is that their big banks are scared.
Yes.
Okay? And big banks still control one thing, and that's the government. So the big banks tell law enforcement, specifically FBI, hey, go out and make crypto scary again.
Mm-hmm.
And off they go, and they go off and they go try to make crypto scary again. Look, the FBI, according to the attorneys to whom I spoke last week, arrested at the very least five of the six of the crypto six spuriously. Like, these are not criminal charges, and they just went ahead and said that they were, and everybody else is going along. Why? Because, well, we don't arrest FBI agents for false arrest. We don't do that.
I have contended for as long as I've been a fan of Bitcoin, aka cryptocurrency, the blockchain, whatever you want to call it, that anything that governments, banks, hackers do to any of this only drives its worth north.
Oh, yeah, that's true. On a societal level, they can do nothing. They are out there just dancing in the wind.
Yes.
I mean, absolutely ridiculous. But for an individual, it sucks.
I'm not surprised on my YouTube videos covering all the Crypto 6 events that the advertisements are for Visa's cryptos. Visa's cryptos.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, yeah, PayPal now. I've got an article here that says Time Magazine about to take the launch into cryptocurrency.
Big banks are in crypto. Only do crypto through big banks.
More Free Talk Live is coming up.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $200 on our popular 3-month emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $200 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Our Matrix server is about as free as internet chat can be. Join the existing rooms or create your own at chat.freetalklive.com.
Segments of this Tuesday night edition.
That surprised me.
Of Free Talk Live. Surprise, Mark. Final segment.
Came up quick.
These things go so fast. I know. It amazes me. I know you've been doing it for way longer than I have, but where did the time go? Like, we get to talking about all this stuff, and you know, we're all very passionate at speakers and, you know, that kind of a thing, and it's like, wow, that was 3 hours already, and we haven't even really scratched the surface of the BS that exists in society today.
And it'll just keep going, because that's how it goes on Free Talk Live.
Well,
21 hours later.
Speaking of which, let's go to David in New Mexico. David, you are on Free Talk Live.
Warlock, sir, not witch.
Okay, warlock it is.
Okay. Yes. So, thank goodness, it's almost over, huh? You say we're almost to the end?
You well, are.
So, what's on? Hey, I have installed a dump button as well, sir.
The caller, first caller to ever dump the show.
That's right.
David, when I talked to you during the screening process, you know, you had brought up that Mark had made some, you know, some suggestions. He, you know, somebody called in and was like, hey, I think Free Talk Live should be doing this, 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 and this. Kind of gave us a list of things to do. And Mark was like, great. Anybody who can help us doing those things, please help us do those things. You know, but also if you have ideas. And that sounded like that's what you were calling about.
Yeah, that was actually just to deceive the call screener. What I actually wanted to talk about was,
we are the call screener.
What?
We are the call screener.
You realize that was me screening the call, right?
Yeah, I know that. I just figured that you didn't know that.
Okay.
Yeah. No, so I called about that. But first of all, I got a comment. Oh, and because we're coming up on it, let me just remind everybody, Sunday, April 25 of this year and presumably every year after has been designated Parental Alienation Awareness Day worldwide. So just to keep that in the front of people's minds. And I just have to say, and Scott would tell you, you're talking about, well, first of all, you're talking about the government wanting to scare people away from using cryptocurrency. And Scott would have, and you referred to the bankers, and Scott would remind you that the bankers are, it is alleged, the Zionist bankers. And the ADL was also a player in that conversation. And the ADL does indeed act like the government scares you from using cryptocurrency. The ADL, through fear and guilt, stops you from criticizing the those that you might criticize that the ADL would not want you to criticize. So, and that is indeed a fact, because if you ask just about anybody whether they would have some apprehension at publicly criticizing somebody, a member of the group that the ADL would not want you to criticize.
Well, apparently it's everybody now. I mean, you know, the ADL doesn't like Tucker Carlson talking about illegals or whatever.
Right, but that's a clue. That's a clue that the ADL is attached to the greater leftist party agenda, Democrat left.
I don't think that anyone needs a clue on that. I think the ADL is out there in front with a big baton saying, we're in front of the leftist movement of America.
There you go. So anyway, I just wanted to throw that in there because I was listening to it while you were discussing it. And as to the topic that you wanted to address, Mark, that I'm also interested in but I would first ask you to narrow the question. The question you asked me was fairly broad as to what should Free Talk Live do? And that's a broad question, so I'd like you to narrow it down again. What were you thinking you might like to do? Where do you think you're coming up short? Give me some clue me and narrow it down a little bit.
Well, I got to say that, I mean, you know, not that we've tried very hard here, but I wish that there was much more of an outcry over the Crypto Six.
Agreed.
And I wish that you'd see people, contacting us about what's going on. We haven't had very much of that. And, we're just trying to run a radio show here.
I did an appearance on the Kokesh show. Somebody else is doing an appearance on his show.
Yep.
There's some
of it going on. And
A couple of these things.
I certainly don't want to complain about the stuff that we are getting. What I'm just this wider cryptodom, this whole industry about reporting about crypto. None of these reporters are calling in and saying, hey, exactly what happened here? All they're doing is rewriting what the government said and painting the Crypto Six as though they're guilty. And they don't know the difference between Shinola and chocolate ice cream.
Right. And so some familiar bells are ringing, and I think that you're experiencing exactly what I've been experiencing for a decade, and just about anybody else who has been trodden upon by a giant, and they are looking for someone to help come to their aid, assistance, rescue, and they're screaming out, and nobody really comes with effective help. And I think you're suffering from part of that in that, one, it's human nature that people are not going to rush to your assistance. It's I like to use the analogy of the herd of zebras and the lions. The herd of zebras could easily kill every last lion in 5 minutes if they just did it. But they don't. They just turn around and look at the one that's getting eaten. And humans
run away,
do the exact same. Yeah. And humans do the exact same thing. So that's one thing. And then number two, the population has fatigue. They're fatigued from all the different abuses of various parts of our community, society, and they're fatigued. They don't know what to do with the little bit of energy they have, and they need that energy to keep their own head above water for another thing. And then the last thing is that, well, I guess I already covered that with the lions and the zebras. They just don't care about anybody else other than themselves, except for, there's a minority of the population that actually gives a damn. And so let me shut up with that and see what your reaction is to that.
Well, they're a criminal class, and they're trying to protect their own. That's
predator class is predator. What he's showing is that basically it's true. I mean, the zebras or the you pick the prey animal out there, and we all know that we were their prey. You know that speed limit signs aren't put in there, and that speed limits aren't set to keep the safest amount of speed on the road. You know that speed limits are there so that they can take them down and tax people who go too quickly. And that if they wanted to keep people going the right speed on the road, there'd be nothing to it. All they have to do is put up speed cameras that if you go 56, wham, you got a ticket. Then everybody will go 55. Whether that's the right speed or not. You know that it's about taxation. You know the reason they have little flashy things on the side of the car isn't to keep people safe, it's to distract you. That's what they're for. And, ultimately, they're a predator class. And that's it.
Agreed.
Just doing our jobs.
Okay, so going beyond Mark, so then what? What's next?
I don't know.
Well, you got to come up with something, either a question or a comment to keep it going. Otherwise, you're dead in the water now, and you don't want to be dead in the water. So you got to come up. What is next?
The obvious answer is a revolution. But the revolution of the lines, because you try and do it violently, they got tanks, they got F-15s, they got drones. That's not the method.
Well, I guess the question is how do we get the zebras to act like, to understand that they outnumber the lions 100-1, and that a few well-placed donkey kicks would take care of this problem?
Right.
I don't know.
Okay.
I'm open to suggestions.
Well, you got it. Pardon?
I'm open to suggestions.
Right. And what I would suggest is a continued discussion. So that said, we all agree. So then there needs to be another question or another comment to keep dissecting it. You got to keep flowcharting it.
What we can see is that cops are scared right now. That there's all kinds of situations where people are like, I just don't want to be a police officer anymore. They're not signing up to do it. And that, that cops are getting put into situations where they're being held accountable for their actions.
One of the
don't
most
like that.
Positive government trends in my lifetime. People don't want to become police anymore.
Yeah, so that's a good sign. I mean, it's a good sign and a bad sign, but it's a good sign in the way that you're saying it's a good sign. And there's another aspect of that too, I talked to a cop at the Minneapolis Police Department about their looters for 4 hours straight yesterday. And
you're a strange man.
Pardon?
You are a strange man, David. We appreciate the call. He's going to just call up Minneapolis police and talk to them for 4 hours about looters yesterday. That is all the time we have. Thanks, everybody, for listening. If you missed any of our episodes, you can get us over at the archives at freetalklive.com.
I want to hear some of that conversation, frankly.
Yeah, I hope he recorded it.
Thanks. Peace.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.